Okay, Bez Hashem, we're continuing in the Sefer B'Vavi Mishkan Evna. It's been a while since the last year. So, what we spoke about in the previous Yurim, we're still in the, and we're towards the end of the chapter called Yira. And we talked about Yira Ta'inish till now, fear of retribution, of punishment, and that had to do with the concepts of Olam Haba, Gehenim, and things like that. We talked about Yiras Ha'inesh of Yisurim in this world. And now, we're going to talk about other types of Yira. And he says that there are really five different levels of Yira, five Madregas of Yira. The first one is the one we spoke about, Yiras Ha'inesh, your fear of punishment, of Yisurim, of pains. The second one is called Yiras HaKavod. Yiras HaKavod means that a person in Olam Haba will get tzchar, and Chazal tell us, Kol echad nichva mechupasei shechaveroi. Every person is going to be burnt from the chuppah, from the abode, so to speak, of his friend. Because he's going to see that his friend accomplished more than he did, and he's going to realize that he could have accomplished that same amount, and he's going to be embarrassed that he wasn't able to do that. So that in itself is called Yiras HaKavod, the fear of the honor that you are going to be lacking in Olam Haba, because that you didn't fulfill what you could. That could bring a person to grow and to not to do averus. That's the second type of Yira. The third type of Yira is called Yiras HaShlemus, and that is when once a person realizes, and that's what this Sefer has been talking about, that Shlemus, perfection, or person completion, doing the best that he could do in this world, is to be davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be connected and clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he's afraid that if he does not do what he's supposed to, or he does what he's not supposed to, so he's going to be lacking in this dveikus, in this connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when you realize that's the goal of a person, so you have a fear of not achieving that goal. Now these three madregas of Yiras Ha'inish, Yiras HaKavod, and Yiras HaShlemus, the Mesil Tisharim in the Parak of Zahirus talks about this, and he talks about this is what a person keeps a person Zohir careful to make sure he does the right things. The next two, the fourth one is called Yiras HaRaimimus, and that is an awe, so to speak, of the awesomeness, of fear of the awesomeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that when a person does a mitzvah, he's afraid that he's not going to do it properly, and when he doesn't do it properly, it's a pegiyah in the kavod of the melech. Nothing to do with him. Till now, the 3 years that we had till now was fear of pain, that's personal, fear of his own kavod in Olam Haba, fear of not connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a different madrega. Everything I do is a reflection on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if I am not doing things properly, it's a pegiyah in the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the kavod of the melech. So it's nothing to do with personal interest, it's this fear that when I don't do what I'm supposed to do, it's what we would call a concept of Chilul Hashem. And that's a high madreig of Yira. And the fifth one is called Yira Sachet. Yira Sachet, again, Yira Saraimimus is when a person does a mitzvah, he's not doing it properly. Yira Sachet, fear of Aveira, that's a person's afraid that if he does an Aveira, he's going to be Pegeya in the Kavod of the Rabbeinu Shalom. These last two Madregas of Yira, Yira Saraimimus and Yira Sachet, these the Mesil Shisharim talks about all the way at the end in the chapter called Yira Sachet. So you see, as we'll see in a moment, these 5 years are not all created equal. And when you think about it, they're not all created equal. The first three are years of a personal aspect that a person has to have, and the other two, the last two, are a very high madrega of that. It's not personal. I'm so worried about the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I make sure I do my mitzvahs properly, or I don't do averus because I'm worried about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kavod. That's a very high madrega of Yira. So he says as follows. Let's break these down. He says, until now in this chapter we talked about Yiras Ha'inish. The second one, Yiras HaKavod. That's a person lacking the honor that he's going to have in Olam Haba because he did an Avera. So he says, the Mechaber here says, we're not going to get involved in this Yira too much. Why? Because this is similar to what we talked about in the beginning of the chapter, why Yira is so hard for a person, especially Yira Sa'inish of Gehenim. It's not something that we really relate to very much. It's not something that we have a clear concept of. And the same thing is with Yiras HaKavod. Yiras HaKavod is talking about that I'm worried about that when I'm sitting in my chuppah in Gan Eden, the next guy's chuppah is going to be more beautiful and I'm going to be embarrassed. It's not something that's very tangible to us, and it's very hard for us to live with those hasagas of the neshama. Elamai, what we're going to have to do is start using our imagination, like we talked about in the beginning of the chapter when it came to Gehenim, using your imagination. Again, it's a very hard thing to imagine. You don't imagine things that you don't relate to very much, and therefore it's a very hard thing, and that's why he says we are not going to be myrich so much in that era because it's a very big avoid. He says, except there are certain people that might be able to relate to it a little bit more, and that's people who are roidev achar hakavod. If you have a person who is a very hungry for honor and hungry for people to look up to him and people to he feels the honor, so if you have such a person, so then it's a little bit easier to understand, because when a person doesn't give you that honor, you feel very insulted. So if a person has that type of emotions when it comes to honor, a little bit more he's able to relate to this concept. However, usually a person who is so honor hungry is not so much working. This is not what he needs to be working on at the moment. He's got to get rid of that taiva and that nisayan. But if he could relate to it to a degree, he could understand it. Okay. So he says the main thing that we need to talk about in our generation, the first thing was the Yiras Einish, and the second one is going to be number three, which is Yiras Hashlemus. And that is that, as we explained, the fear that through a sin, through chet, a person will be lacking from his perfection, completion, whatever word you would like to use for shleimus, shehi advekus b'yis baruch shemai, the goal of this world to be davuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again, he says, we're going to reiterate the lashon of the Mesilas Yesharim of the Ramchal. Hashleimus v'amitis. What is a person's goal in this world? What is my goal that I could reach? He has vekas v'yisparav shemai. That's called shleimus. You want to know what we're here for? We're here to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And any chet that a person does, as we explained, holds a person back from being close and connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the first thing a person has to know is, what is shleimus? And that's Dveikas Vashem. Then you have to know that Chet is a stira to that. Chet makes it that a person cannot be Dabuk Bakadosh Baruch Hu. So these are two yediyas that a person has to know before he starts. And then the job is going to be that a person has to want to be Dabuk Bakadosh Baruch Hu. A person has to have the Ratzai. And that's what we've talked about in the Sefer numerous times as well. Now, what's a mashal? He says a very interesting mashal, or a very simple mashal actually. So the person leaves his house, and he has to catch the bus to go to his friend's chasana. But he has to be there on time for the chuppah, 6 o'clock. It's his best friend, he has to be there for his friend. So he starts walking towards the bus stop, and he sees that the bus is just pulling out. Now, how does he feel by missing the bus? He missed the bus, he's missing the chuppah. He says, well, it depends. He says, the stronger the will, the stronger the ratzon that the person had to be there, so now that he's not there, that's how much greater the tzar is going to be. If you didn't want to be there so much in the first place, when you miss it, you don't feel as bad. But if you have a very strong ratzon to be somewhere, and then you miss it, and you're not able to go there, so the tzar, the pain that you have of missing it, is so much greater. So he says as follows. He says that when a person, there's levels, as we've explained in the past as well. There's levels. There's knowing something in your mind, and then there's feeling in your heart, and actually emotionally living it. He said, everybody who learns the Ramchal knows, and we're able to say it, and we can talk about it, the tachlis of life is to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And everybody's going to know with their seichel, the idea, that an Avera holds a person back from this tachlis. But all of that is all logical. However, just with logic, a person is not going to really come to an emotional fear. Yira is an emotion. It's a fear. I have a fear of not fulfilling my tachlis. It's not enough to know what your tachlis is, because if you just know it, if you don't have that ratzon, that inner will, that emotional will, that lev to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you're lacking that connection, you're not going to feel it as much. Again, if you have a ratzon to be at the chasana, if you miss it, you feel very bad. If you have a strong ratzon, emotional ratzon, to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you don't have that, you're going to feel, when you don't have the connection, you're going to feel this vacuum, this void. You're going to feel bad, and that in itself will then lend to this fear that I don't want to be missing that. The guy who wants to go to the chasana, make sure he doesn't miss the bus. He has this fear, he has this nervousness. He has this nervousness the whole time while he's telling his wife to get dressed already and finish up. We got to get to the bus. Why is he so nervous? Because he's nervous he's going to miss the bus. And then when he misses the bus, he feels very bad. It's the same thing. If a person realizes and emotionally realizes, has this lave, that the purpose of life is to be davuk b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has this emotional nervousness, this fear that he's not going to get to that tachlis, and therefore he's going to make sure that he's on time to the bus. He's going to make sure he's not going to do any averus, because he knows that if he does and he's missing and lacking that dveikus, how bad he's going to feel. But it's not enough, the seichel, as we're saying. It's not just the idea. It's not the idea that I know I have to make it. It has to be in the lev. He says, for example, you have many people who know that it's a very chash of a thing to be able to finish shas, or to finish a mesechta, to finish a seder, or whatever you want to do, however you want to say it. But at the same time, these same people who know, and they talk, they can even talk about it, but then you see them wasting their time and not finishing shas, and they'll never finish shas in their life. Why could they talk about it their whole life and they never end up doing it? Because the idea, the knowledge, it's a logical thing. I know it's the right thing, but that doesn't have to have anything to do with what's achash sha'alti meis Hashem, what's mishalis libi, what my lev really wants. If my lev really wants to finish shas, so I'm going to make sure that I'm going to not waste my time and I'm going to end up finishing shas. So the same thing is over here also. If a person wants to come to this Yiras HaShleimus, it has to be coming from his lave. It's not enough to know. You can know, and that's what the theme of the whole paper has been. We know lots of things, but we don't live our knowledge because it hasn't made it into our lave. It hasn't become part of our lives. And the same thing here is with the Yira as well. And therefore we have these levels that a person has to know the tachlis of life, and he has to then know that he wants his lev. He has to have the ratzon to be davuk b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to have that will to have the dveikus. If you want to be moiled in your heart, these emotions, you want to make it real, you first have to have a will, a tshuka, a desire that it should happen. Now, the levels over here are, as we just said, a person has to know b'seichel that his tachlis is to be carved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has to know in his heart that this is his desire. And the last thing he has to know, as we said, is that an avera is what's going to prevent him from fulfilling this tachlis. So he says, really, these are not necessarily totally in the next. Meaning, it's possible that a person has a ratzon to be carved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and yet he still doesn't realize that averas are so that. He doesn't realize that Avera holds him back. So that also needs work. Every one of these steps, they might complement each other, but each one of them needs its own work. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that it shouldn't come naturally. It would be much easier if HaKadosh Baruch Hu just made the tava of every person, that is automatic fear. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that we should work on this. We should work on it to be kind, it should become a part of us. Now, so that leads us to the next idea, and that is, so how do you work on this? How does a person work on acquiring this yira? So, he says as follows. So the first thing is, a person has to work on what he calls here Nikudas HaShayrish. This is the point of origin. The point of origin of where this Yira is going to come from. And that is, a person has to have a Ratzon Amiti. He has to have a will to be Karav to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It cannot be lip service. It has to be a real will to be Karav to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if you don't have that starting off, that Ratzon, so then everything you're going to build and try to accomplish is going to be very, very weak, because the foundation is not strong. The binyan, this whole binyan of building up to be able to accomplish everything in life, but especially this Dveikas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has to start off with a Ratzon. Most people, he says, the problem that they have is that they don't have a Ratzon to grow. They don't have a Ratzon to Shteik. This is just more generally, but he's applying it here especially to the era to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, and this is really, it's a nature in people, that wherever you're holding, you feel as if, you know, I've accomplished enough, and the next thing is really try a bigger goal is really beyond me. It's a little hard for me to do, and since I've seen that I've accomplished so much, I don't have the Ratzon to grow. If a person would be able to create a will to grow and to steig and never stop growing, so they would go much further than they really are. And the same thing is over here. If a person wants to come to living a life of Dveikas BaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first thing is a person has to be ma'ir in himself the will, the ratzon, to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how does that happen? How is a person able to get this ratzon and to grow it and to make it big, enlarge it? So he says as follows. He says, the Zohar tells us, Gufa deloy naher mevachin lei, which means to say that the problem that we all have in why our neshamas are not getting the message that they want to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is because we have a physical body. And the physical body, this is gashmus, the gashmius of the body, it's suffocating our neshama. And then the job would be, according to the Zohar, is a person has to purify his body and has to afflict his body, so to speak, in order to weaken that power that it has over his neshama. So he says, this avoida of taniyas v'sigufim, fasting and all types of different things, is not for our generation. That's not for us. He says already over 200 years ago, the Sfarim HaKadoshim say, fast and afflictions, all those things are not for our generation. So we're not going to get involved in that as much to talk about that. He says another way that the tzaddikim, we find the tzaddikim used to be try to be ma'ir in themselves, this ratzon to be dovek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was a concept called hispaidudus. Hispaidudus was when a tzaddik would go out somewhere in the forest or somewhere, lock himself in a room alone, and he would scream at himself, and he would talk to himself, and he would talk about that, you know, he would chastise himself that he doesn't have this ratzon to be karav to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he would scream until eventually he would open himself up, his heart would open up from it. So he says, first of all, this is not such a pashada way of working. It's interesting, he says, you have to know how to scream at yourself. It's not a simple screaming like you scream at your kid. It has to come, the tzok has to come in a kudas halev, the lay min ha-seichel, which is an interesting thing as well. In other words, it's very interesting. In other words, we would come, why would we scream at ourselves? Well, because our seichel knows this is the right thing to do. So he says, if you're only screaming because your seichel told you it's the right thing to do, it's not going to work. It has to come an emotional pain of screaming, telling yourself that you're not doing the right thing. So you already have to be at first base, so to speak, to start this whole thing. You can't be like, we're starting off already, in the batter's box. We're not even up to bat yet. You have to be in first base to have this emotional rotten to then scream at yourself properly. So he says, if you don't have that, so you have two things. Either it's not going to accomplish what it's going to be able to accomplish, or if anything, you're just going to become depressed from it. If you're not going to know how to do it properly, because if you don't, you know, if you scream at yourself too much, you might get depressed. You have to know a scream in a way that's going to be more you to grow. So that's already a whole chachma how to do it, and we're not looking for people to scream at themselves to grow depressed. So the ways of tzaddikim in the past of Taniyos and this is why this idea is not something that we're going to focus on. So what are we going to focus on? So he says, "Haderech hayoyser kroivel l'nafshenu." And again, as we've seen throughout the Sefer, in many of the midos, the ideas are the same in the growth of it. And that is, a person has to find a place that he should talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Find a place where nobody's there and it's quiet. And you're able to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you say, "Rabbeinu Shalom, you know that really I want to be close to you. But the problem is, in other words, deep down I have this ratzon, but the ratzon is weak, and I need to be mired, I need to make it stronger. And Rabbeinu Shalom, I know in my mind, I know in my seichel, tachlis of life is to connect with you. And this is what I really want, this is my ratzon. But at the same time, I don't feel this ratzon. I know I have a neshama that wants to do it, and I'm having a hard time doing it. Rabbeinu Shalom, help me out." And every person, lefi his kayach, and lefi his lishloshen, if he does this day after day, or he sets aside time to be able to think about this and dive into the Rabbeinu Shalom, he'll accomplish two things. The first thing is, as we said many times, dibur has an effect on your neshama. When you talk, it has effect on your neshama. Dibur is a ruchnias thing. You talk, you give yourself a pep talk, you tell yourself what the right thing is to do. It's not enough to think about it, it's not enough to know about it. When you talk it out, it has a pu'ula, it has an effect on your neshama, and that itself will help be ma'ir the rotzen. And the second thing is, you also be davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bezda Hashem, will listen to your tefillah and will help you. Karav Hashem l'chol karev l'chol asher yikru v'emes. So if a person is able to do this, to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and keep that up, slowly but surely he'll be moiled in himself, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him the siyata d'shmaya, that'll have this rot sign to be davuk by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as we said, you can't start anything till you have the rot sign. He says there's one other way a person is able to be ma'ilud this ratzon, and if a person doesn't have the kayach to do this, he says what a person should do is find himself a rebbe, find himself a tzaddik. A tzaddik, it's interesting, shemidaber min nafshoy v'nishmasoy, a tzaddik who's speaking from his neshama, ulahasmi bekach, and you have to listen to him over and over until it's ma'irer yourself. And this is a very important nekuda. He says that there's his iris that is an external his iris. You get it from the outside. You hear a geshmaka speech, you hear a speech full of his iris, you hear a tzaddik talk, and you're like, revved up to do something. And what happens? Either by the time you leave the Bais Medrash already, it's watered down. By the time you get home, or for sure by the next morning. Why? What happened? Because it was external. It came from the outside. It got you excited for a little bit, because that's what it does. But it doesn't have a kiyum. His ayurus has to come that you're misayur from the outside, but it has to bring you to an internal his ayurus. Meaning to say, you hear something of his ayurus and you're all revved up about it. You have to internally say to yourself, what am I going to do now? How am I going to continue to be ma'irah myself? If you only have external hisiris in, they don't last. They don't last very long. They don't come to the pneumis of the person. That's why I have a lot of times with stories. Stories are exciting. The story are ma'irah people. But how many people actually change from hearing a story? You could, but it takes work. You get excited from the story, but then it was the ge'ayanim, it was the ge'ay somebody else. It's not the personal thing that's nege'ay to me. You have to be able to internalize it and somehow then use it for yourself in order that you have a kiyum. So that's another option where a person is able to be ma'irer the ratzon to be davuk b'Kadosh Baruch Hu. But again, you have to find the right person to be ma'irer you. You have to have him speaking about the right things, especially if this is the nekuda you're working on. And then it has to be over and over again, lehas midbika. It has to be constant until it revs you up and you are then going on your own with this hisayrus of wanting to be davuk b'Kadosh Baruch Hu. So again, we have three levels over here, or three options. We have the tainus and ispaidus option. That's number one. We have the option of davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have the third option of listening to the tzaddik until a person is misayir himself. He says, "Kol adam yivchar tzaderach hashayches lo hashayeches loy." Person should choose which path is good for him and be ma'ir himself. And if he could do more than one path, I'm sure that they could complement each other. Because again, the bottom line is here: a person has to have a rotzon ha'amiti to be dovek b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And if you don't have that, the whole binyan that you're trying to build here will be spisakana. Now, he says, and he ends off the chapter here as follows. He says, you have an oyved Hashem ha'amiti. You have a person who's a tzaddik. He's not mevatel a moment of his time. All of his days, he's also kentayir and avayid and gemilas chasadim. And you have another person who is witnessing this, and he's watching this tzaddik. And from the outside, he looks, he says, it seems like an impossible task to do, to be an oyved Hashem 24 hours a day. It's a lot of pressure, it's a lot of lachat, it's a lot of intensity, and it's just like an impossible thing. And the tshuva to this, he says, is that that's because the person doesn't have the rotzen. When you have a will for something, as hard as it is, as pressurized as it is, you don't feel that pressure. Adarabo, this is my life. This is what I want to do. This is my rotzen. This is my true rotzen. The person who's studying to be the doctor, studying to be the lawyer, putting in full nights to be able to excel in order to get to their goal. So yes, there's pressure, but they live for the pressure. They live for the pressure. Why? This is life. That is life to them. The guy on the outside, you know, who just wants to, you know, be a cashier somewhere. Nothing wrong with cashiers, and it's also a pressurized job, I'm sure. But they're saying, what do you got to go through all this for? It's to watch, you know what I mean? You get a job without it. Why? Because that's not their rotzen. Hashem created this world, and there's all different types of people in this world. The Gemara says, right? There's jobs that are more mechubadik, jobs that aren't so mechubadik, right? But the world needs them all, and Kadosh Baruch Hu puts a special rotzen in the teva of each person of that they have this desire to do something. And some of them, why do you want to do that job? That's a sickening job. I'm not interested in that. You're right, but the other guy loves the job. Why? He comes home and he smells like this and he's this dirty, but he lives for it. That's what he loves about it. There's a rotzen. When you have the rotzen, the lachat is a pressure, but it's not a bad pressure. Adarab, it's life. It's life. And the same thing is with Avodas Hashem. When we look at tzaddikim and we say, how do they do it? They don't sleep half the night. They don't sleep all of the night. They're all pressured to finish this and to do that. Let them take a break a little bit. How could they live like that? And the answer is, they have that rotzen. So that is life. That is life. But we are lacking in that rotzen. We don't have that rotzen. So we don't have that rotzen. We look at that and we say, how's it shaykh? It doesn't make any sense. It's too much. And even if we have the rotzen a little bit, but we haven't had the rotzen the way they have it. And they, adarabba, they have this rotzen. They feel such a pleasure when they're able to live in that intensity, to live in that, what we call that lachas. So there are two levels here. The first thing is, a person has to have this rotzen ha'amiti. It's rotzen ha'amiti. And when you have that rotzen, then you end up this anig al Hashem. When you have that rotzen and you connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, adarabba, everything you're doing is a pleasure. It's a tainug. It's not something that you feel the pressure that you have to do and you feel it's just too hard and it's overwhelming. Adarabba, you just want more of it. You want more and more. But it starts from the rotzen. So now, after a person, getting back to what we started with, after a person has this intense desire to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now you could start having the yira of shleimus, number one, as we started off, that if I don't connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to be missing something, and that is going to bring me to yiras hachet. I'm going to be afraid of averus. Why am I afraid of averus? Because the averus stopped my connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is my life. That's my rotzen. That's all I want from this world, is to be connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how does a person do this? Two things. Number one, the tefillah. A tefillah, a person has to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he should be zoiche, to be so concerned about connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he doesn't want to do averus. But the second thing is there has to be something practical. And that everything a person does in this world, or for example, a person's about is standing in front of a certain object. And in his mind, he has to say to himself, or he has to say to the Rabbeinu Shalom, I could really take this object. Why shouldn't I take it? Well, if I take it, let's say he's going to be stealing it, or let's say it's Shabbos and it's Muktzah. Why shouldn't I touch it? Because if I touch it, I'm going to be doing an Avera that's going to disconnect me from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or distance me from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I don't want it. I want to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that slowly a person starts being boidik b'chol ma'isa. This is what the Mesillas Yesharim talks about over there in Shara Zahiris. He says a person slowly starts checking every action that he does, or every time he wants to talk. What am I doing now? Am I doing something that's going to make me more connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Or am I doing something that's going to distance me from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And this is how a tzaddik lives. And it all starts with the ratzon. If you have that deep desire, that ratzon, then you're able to move on to, in my daily life, slow down. What am I doing? Is this connecting me or distancing me? Is this connecting me or distancing me? Then you decide, and you don't want to be distanced from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And slowly but surely, if that's how you live your life, you're going to be afraid from doing Averis, because you don't want to be distanced from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is called Yirat HaShleimus. And that's the Yira that a person has to work on, and that's the one that he focused on now in the Sefer. After you finish Yirat HaShleimus, then you can move on to Yirat HaRoimimus and Yirat HaChet. Those were those last two ones. You're so worried about the king's glory. However, to get to those, a person first has to come to a very high madrega and realize that wherever they are, you're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything's a reflection on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But before you can even get to that madrega, you have to first come to a madrega called Avas Hashem. This is Yiras Hashem. Those were the first three. Like we said, they're lower levels. Yiras HaAynish, and then there was Yiras HaKavod, and Yiras HaShleimus, because they're all personal things. It's the lower level. Once you've gotten to that, then there's still a lot of madregas before you get to the big ones of Yiras HaRaimimus and Yiras HaChet. And that's why in the Mesillas Yesharim, these three are at the bottom of the totem pole. Shar Zahiris, that's the first Shar. When do you get to Yiras HaChet? It's all the way at the end. After Chassidus, you're way at the end, because those are very high madregas. So even though we're going to touch on those two Yiras, but we can't touch on them yet, they don't belong in this chapter. This chapter of Yira is the lower three levels that we talked about. The next chapter will begin Mez Hashem next week. It's called Avas Hashem, because you first got to get through the Avas Hashem. Then if you get to Avas Hashem, you can work to the next levels of the higher Yiras. And Mez Hashem will continue next week, and we'll have to figure out the time. I guess it'll be probably a few minutes later based on the Minchah Ma'ariv schedule.